Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, August 22nd edition. Hope you guys had a good Monday. Tons of offense as expected. Going cheap on pitching like I wanted to do. Didn't work out so well. I nailed all the bats. Had double-digit points in all the bats. Didn't matter. The pitching sucked the way it did. So we go right back to it. Go right back to it on Tuesday. We have 12-game main slate kicking off at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. If you need any help, I'm on Twitter at BDEntric. I'll have my cheat sheet on Game of the Edge Fantasy as usual. So go check all that out. Totals on this slate: Nationals, Yankees, 8.5. Cardinals, Pirates, 10. Blue Jays, Orioles, 8.5. Dodgers, Guardians, 9. Mets, Braves, 10.5. Red Sox, Astros, 8.5. Twins, Brewers, 8.5. Mariners, White Sox, 9. Reds, Angels, 9. Rangers, D-backs, 8.5. Marlins, Padres, 7.5. So tons of interesting totals because pitching is all over the board. Not in love with a lot of it, though. So let's get to the pitching on this slate. Like Zach Gallen, $11,000 against the Texas Rangers. I love Zach Gallen. Can't stomach it. Can't stomach it at all. Now, you do have Blake Snell, 10-7 at home against the Marlins. Snell has put up 20 or more points in 3 out of his last 4. It's just a matter, can he limit the walks? He's going at least 5 innings, 3 runs or less. Strikeouts have been outstanding. But it's like 2 walks, then 4-4-4-5. It's like, can he limit the walk situation? Gets to take on a Miami Marlins team that over the last month, they're striking out 23% of the time versus lefties, hitting 240 with a 164 ISO. So if you're going to pay up at the position, no problem with Blake Snell at 10-7. That's the dude I'd be looking for. Like, you got Bailey Ober at 10-2. He's been okay, but not worth 10-2 okay. Verlander against Boston. Boston's been hot. Probably going to pass there. Giolito is interesting at $9,100, depending on what Cincinnati lineup comes out. Still probably going to pass. Next for me is Yusei Kikuchi, $8,900 at the Baltimore Orioles. Kikuchi has been outstanding, like sub-3 ERA over his last like month or so on a season of 3.44 ERA. He's put up 20 or more points in 4 out of 5, 17 or more in 5 straight. He's got at least 6 innings in 4 straight, 1 earned run in each of the last 4 starts. If you go back to 5 starts, 1 earned run or less, because he had 0 earned runs 5 starts ago. It's been 6 or more Ks in 4 or 5 starts. Dude's been great. Ground ball to fly ball rate's been great, which has limited the damage to keeping the ball in the ballpark. Now he takes a Baltimore Orioles team, which ballpark is very good against right-handed hitters for Kikuchi. Baltimore, 21.6% K rate versus lefties, 260 average, 208 ISO, though. So they're swinging it really well versus lefties of late. So if you want to take your chances with Kikuchi at 89, I'm cool with it. I think there's a lot to like on that one. Bobby Miller is interesting, 86 at Cleveland. Great in his last start against Milwaukee, 6 innings, 1 run, but only 4K. It's been 4-4-3. That's his K put out in his last 3 starts, and that's kind of the bummer here, especially against the Cleveland Guardians team that on the season does not strike out a ton versus right-handed pitchers, strike out a ton, period. But over the last month, 18.8% carry versus righties, hitting 262 with a 148 ISO. So I think Miller's interesting, probably more cash than tournament for me. Like a 15-point floor should be in the works for Bobby Miller. But seeing a massive ceiling is tough without the strikeout upside against Cleveland. Now we slide down even farther. Carlos Rodon's back at $7,800 versus Washington. I'll pass coming off the IL. I'd love to use Brian Wu at 76 versus the White Sox coming off the IL. I'll pass on that one. I just don't like these guys coming off the IL. Just a strategy that's worked more than it hasn't this season. Going for cheapies, though. John Gray, $6,700 at Arizona. I love what he's been doing for his price point, like 16.4 his last time out. Cool. 32-6, 17-2. That's his last 3 starts. 7 innings in each of his last 2. He's gone 3 runs or less in 3 straight. And he's gone 4-7-6 in the strikeout departments. So the Ks are kind of there right now. And he gets an Arizona team, which we can have some fun with. They are striking out 22.4% of the time versus righties over the last month, hitting 241 with a 152 ISO. So John Gray at 67 is a value we can get behind. Mike Clevinger at 66 is very interesting. He's been solid his last two starts, actually three of his last four. He's made four starts since coming off the IL. He's got at least five innings in each of those starts, three earned runs or less in each of them. It's been seven. He's gone 13 Ks in his last two starts, so it's really bolstered his upside. It's a catch 22 here because I love Seattle's bats. They're nuclear hot right now. J-Rod had the day off on Monday. He'll be back on Tuesday. Clevinger's cheap, though. Seattle still strikes out a lot, 26.4% K rate over last month. They are hitting 267 with a 215 ISO, which checks out. I said I love their bats. So it's kind of a, what do you want to do with Clevinger? Do you think he can, like, limit the damage to three runs or less but get the strikeouts? If he does that, he's awesome at 66. If you think he gets shelled, watch out. I'm going to do a three max. I'm probably going to have a Mariner stack in one and have at least one Clevinger in one of the other two. That's probably where I'll be looking on these ones. But if you're doing a single entry, I probably lean Seattle bats in this one. So be careful. But I think Clevinger at 66 is on the radar. And then Grayson Rodriguez at 61 is just still too cheap. I know Toronto's Toronto, but Grayson's been awesome. Awesome. His last four starts, it's 5 2/3 or more, I'll say. It's three earned runs or less. He's gotten you six or more Ks in two of his last three. I really like what we're seeing here from Grayson Rodriguez. He's being efficient. He's going deeper into games. And he faces a Toronto team striking out 24% of the time versus righties, only hitting 228 with a 153 ISO over the last month. So I do like Grayson at 6,100. So recapping my pitching, Blake Snell at 10.7. If you're paying up, I'm cool with that. Otherwise, it's Kikuchi at 89. It's John Gray at 67. Clevinger's on the radar at 66. I'll be honest there. And then Grayson at 61. I really like the Grayson Gray Snell situation, but don't forget about Kikuchi and Clevinger.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. to sign up for your trial today.
All right, let's talk bats on this 12-game Tuesday slate. Catching position for you here. Will Smith has quieted down, so it's hard to pay 56, but if you're stacking the Dodgers, at least think about him going up against the Syndergaard. I'm cool with that. But we can save some money, go a little bit cheaper, like William Contreras versus Bailey Ober at 47 if you're paying up. It's interesting. I'd rather have Salvi Perez at 4,400 bucks versus the lefty Hollywood Hogan Harris. Cal Raleigh, you know, if you saw the cheat sheet, he was a great play, must play, blue play. Depends on how you want to look at it on the sheet. He hit four, you know, two home runs, double, just six RBIs. Had a pretty good game on Monday. He gets Clevinger at 4,300 bucks. If you're not using Clev Dog, Raleigh should be in your stacks. Wilson Contreras is 4,100 bucks versus Oviedo. I love attacking pitch to contact Oviedo. If you want to fade Carlos Rodon, which I do not hate, Washington is in play. We like them versus lefties. Kyber Ruiz is one of them at $3,900. I like Ruiz versus righties and lefties right now, but especially against lefties and Rodon at 3,900. Going down farther in the 3K range for you. Like Freddie Freeman is $3,500 versus Harris. If you want to go that direction, I still Jonah Heim's $3,500 just can't get the job done. I love the price tag, just can't pull the trigger, especially against Zach Gallen in that matchup. Going below 3K though, you could look at like Logan Ohapi at 26 versus Ashcraft. Had this discussion yesterday. If I'm gonna play a guy coming off injury, Heim or Ohapi, I'll take the savings with Ohapi in a better matchup versus Ashcraft too. Much better matchup versus Graham Ashcraft. But that's about it. Like Gabriel Moreno's down here at $2,400. I do like John Gray in that matchup, so I'm probably not going there. So if you need a value, it's Logan Ohapi. Otherwise, you pay up a little bit more at the catcher's position. First base for you, you can go Shohei Ohtani at 65 versus Ashcraft. Big fan of that. You got Matty Olson at 63 versus Miguel. Totally cool there. Freeman versus Syndergaard at 61 is a very nice-looking play. But Pete Alonso, the Mets went off on Monday. They should, on paper, go off on Tuesday because Bryce Elder's just not good. Lots of pitch to contact. Pete Alonso at $5,400 is a great price tag in that matchup. So if I'm paying up, the other guys are good. Freeman, Olson, Ohtani. I love Pete Alonso at 54. It's $1,100 cheaper than Ohtani, $900 cheaper than Olson, $700 cheaper than Freeman. So you get to save some nice money there. If you're stacking Washington, Joey Meneses is $4,800 versus Rodon. We're on board with that one as well. Going down for like Sal Perez's first base catcher eligible at 44. I prefer him at catcher, but if it works out in a Royal stack, okay, at first base. If you want to fake Kikuchi, Ryan Mountcastle is $4,300. I wrote about him over the weekend. I talked about him on the First Pitch podcast that came out on Monday. He's hitting well over 400 in the month of August. He's just destroying baseballs right now. So Mountcastle at 43 versus Kikuchi. If you're fading, you say Kikuchi. Carlos Santana, like Bailey Ober, like I said, he's been okay. He's just kind of been mediocre. Gives up a lot of fly balls, which turn into a lot of home runs. Carlos Santana at $3,900 in tournaments. That's what you're looking for. Brandon Belt's been nuclear hot. We've talked about him a lot. Not looking to fade Grayson Rodriguez, but keep Belt on your radar after he keeps producing for you. Cheaper plays, though, on the first base position. Mike Moustakas is $3,100. First base, third base versus Ashcraft. We like that a bunch, obviously. Ryan Nota returned from the IL on Monday. Zach Greinke's supposed to get the start for the Royals on Tuesday. Nota's $2,800. That is a good piece of savings if you need to. Chenault of Anaheim, we talked about him. He's $2,500 versus Ashcraft. That's a very, very good value with Chenault there. I think that's one of your better values on the whole slate, but at least the catcher in first base, Chenault at 25 is very, very good. Second base, you got Betts at 64 is always worth a look on these slates. Marcus Semien at 57, probably not attacking Zach Gallen. We got Zach Geloff at 55 versus Greinke. If you're stacking the A's, that's a fun one for sure. Ha-Sung Kim at a grand slam on Monday. He's $4,600 versus Lizardo. Lizardo has been booty. So I like some of these right-handed bats from San Diego. Kim at 46 is one to look at. If you are stacking St. Louis and want to attack Oviedo, Tommy Edman is $4,500. Second base shortstop eligible is not too shabby. Going down to 4K and below now, Jeff McNeil, second base outfield at 4K versus Elder. Not the biggest McNeil guy when I stack the Mets, but if you're going big, big stack, he should at least be part of that. Like if you're going 4 or 5 man Mets stack, that's when McNeil gets into the conversation. Low 3Ks into the 2s, Michael Massey at 32 versus Hogan Harris is not horrible if you're stacking Kansas City. Not a one-off, but part of a stack. Dylan Moore has been swinging it very well. Just talked about him actually in my risers and fallers column for this past week at Fantasy Pros. If he's in the lineup, he's $2,800. He usually only plays versus lefties, but sometimes he gets in there. He's second base shortstop at $2,800. He'd be someone to keep an eye on for value if you need it on this slate. Other than that, though, not too much more at second base right now. Lennon Sosa is 2K versus Wu. Don't mind that as a value because I do like Wu. Not sure how deep he goes into the game. So a $2,000 Lennon Sosa with a pop he brings, not a horrible. I still like Chenault better as a value, but Sosa's not too bad. Third base position for you, Austin Riley at 58. Sure, Arenado's there. Devers is always tournament viable. J-Ram's there. Like you got your usual suspects. Not in love with any of them. I start with Machado at 52. He went deep on Monday. He's that good matchup versus Lizardo on this one. So Machado at $5,200 is where I'd start my party. And like Max Muncy at 47 versus Syndergaard is very nice in a Dodgers stack. Ha-Sung Kim, second base, third base eligible at 46. Ke'Bryan Hayes, we love targeting Wainwright, folks. Ke'Bryan Hayes is $4,400, swinging a great bat. Price tag keeps going up. He's in play for you. You got Mikel Garcia at 43 if you're stacking Kansas City. Eugenio Suarez, another double-digit night. Talk about him all the time. Tournaments and Seattle stacks. Eugenio at 41 is another guy to keep on your radar. So some good stack pieces at relatively decent prices. And Kim at 46, Garcia at 43, Suarez at 41. Hayes, if you're stacking Pittsburgh, but Hayes is one-off viable as well. So good little mid 4K range at third base. Going below 4K, though, like Royce Lewis at 38 versus Wade Miley. Lewis is always in play, especially in cash games, just for the floor he brings to the table. Going down to the low threes. And in, well, Moustakas at 31, first base, third base. We know that for sure. Heading into the twos now, if you are stacking up Oakland, Aledmys Diaz is $2,900 versus Greinke. Don't love it, but he's a nice cheap piece of the stack if you're going there. Noelvi Marte is $2,500 versus Giolito. We like that. That is one I can definitely see us getting behind on this slate. All right, shortstop position for you here. Corey Seager at 66 kind of let us down on Monday. Not looking to attack Gallon, but if you want a one-off, Seager's always tournament viable. Elly De La Cruz at 6K, I'd rather have Seager. But in reality, you're starting out with Bobby Witt Jr., $5,800 versus Hogan Harris. That's a great play. Francisco Lindor went deep on Monday. He's 53 versus Elder. He's a piece of your Mets stack for sure. So Lindor and Witt at 58 and 53 is where I'd be starting at the shortstop position. Otherwise, you go down to the likes of Correa and Minnesota stacks only, not a one-off at 46. You got Tommy Edmund, second base shortstop at 45. He's viable in even cash games. Going down into the low fours and into the threes now. Pretty Pablo Reyes. No, this is pretty murky all of a sudden. It's top heavy at shortstop, below 3K. Aledmys Diaz, $2,900. Elvis Andrus has been on fire. He's second base shortstop. He's $2,900. He's looking like the Elvis Andrus last season with the White Sox, hitting over 300 power speed. So Andrus at 29 is another one I look at the shortstop position. Mason Wynn's here at 25. I'd rather have Elvis Andrus at $2,900 if I could pick between the two. And I think that's about it at the position. All right, outfield on this 12-game slate. Acuna at $6,700 is always fine. You got Otani at 65, Betts, Judge. These are all in play for you. You got Tatis versus Lizardo at 6K. But if you want to save some cash, drop into the 5K range. J-Rod's only $5,500, which is stupid. Like, just play J-Rod against Clevinger at $5,500. That's a just dumb price point, the way he's playing ball right now. Lubob versus Wu at 53 is great as well. I like J-Rod, obviously, a bunch more, but not bad. Logan Thomas versus a lefty. If you are fading Rodon and stacking Washington, Thomas is 52. He's not a one-off. He's a part of a Washington stack. Going down below 5K now, you got the likes of Brian Reynolds is $4,800 versus Wainwright. All aboard that train. Michael Harris is 47. He returned from his day off on Sunday, returned on Monday, hit second for the Braves. He's $4,700. He's in play. Love Brandon Nimmo at 46 leading off. He's cash game and tournament value. He's a one-off. He's a part of a stack, whatever you want. Nimmo at 46 is very, very strong on this slate. You got Marcell Ozuna at 45 in your Braves stacks. Going into low fours now. You got like Brent Rooker versus Greinke in tournaments. I could see it. It's in an Oakland stack, not a one-off. Going down below, well, you got at 4K, you got Eddie Rosario, had a big week last week, loves facing righties. He's 4,000 versus McGill. Going down below 4K now, Teoscar Hernandez had a big boy night on Monday. He's $3,800 versus Clevinger in your Mariner stacks. Don't sleep on Teoscar. Farther down here, we got like Stone Garrett at 36. He's been crushing it versus righties and lefties. Loves himself a lefty though. 36 versus Rodon's a nice little price point. MJ Melendez at 36 versus Harris is very tasty as well. Tyler O'Neill is only $3,500 versus Oviedo. That is very, very cheap. I'm a big fan of that for Tyler O'Neill at $3,500. In tournaments, Jack Swinski is 34 versus Waino. Swinski's hit a major, major slump bust, but Wainwright can be the slump buster for him. Going down even farther, got Cade Marlowe's 33 versus Clevinger, if you so choose, but we have a different, cheaper Mariner like yesterday that we'll talk about because he went deep for us on Monday, which was beautiful. Farther down here into the low threes and into the twos, you got the likes of Drew Waters. There he is. Kenzone of Seattle's down to $2,900 versus Clevinger. He was 3K on Monday. Kenzone went deep again. Love the skill set from this kid. He's $2,900 versus Clevinger. He's one-off value viable and much, much more. Nelson Velasquez had the day off on Monday. I'd imagine he's back in the Kansas City lineup versus lefty Harris. He's $2,800. That's a good power value play for you with Velasquez. You have Canzone at 29, Velasquez at 28. Two nice power spots for you. Other than that, though, check your lineups. Like Butler of Oakland, if he's leading off at 25, there's a little bit of upside there for sure. But yeah, other than that, check your lineups. We got like Pereira got called up by the Yankees. We'll see where he's hitting the lineup. Yeah, him for super cheap. So lots of ways to go on a 12-game slate, as you'd expect. Recapping your pitching, you got Snell at 10-7. If you're paying up, that's the dude. Otherwise, you got Kikuchi at 89. You have John Gray at 69, Clevinger at 66, and Grayson at 61. My top three arms are Snell, Gray, and Grayson Rodriguez. That's where I'll be looking there. If you're stacking it up on this Tuesday slate, interesting slate. I don't mind Washington to be a little stinky versus the Yankees. We love Pittsburgh and St. Louis both, but we love Pittsburgh versus Waino. Dodgers versus Thor is totally fine. Atlanta Mets game stack. I prefer the Mets side, though, to be a little different on this one. Some other ones to look at. Love Seattle versus Clevinger, but don't mind Clevinger. That's why it's an interesting one. And White Sox could be interesting versus Wu, because I just don't know how effective he'll be coming off the IL. Like the Angels versus Ashcraft. That's always one we look to target. Royals versus Hogan Harris. Even the A's versus Greinke, but like the Royals quite a bit. San Diego versus Lizardo to be a little sneaky. But my main stacks on this slate will be the Mets, will be the Pirates, and then you kind of mix in some of the big dogs, your Dodgers, your Washington's not a big dog, you mix in Washington, Seattle, but my main ones would be the Mets and Pittsburgh with some of the big pitching we've talked about on this slate. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of Quick Hits in the books. Hope you guys had a good Monday and looking forward to a fun Tuesday. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to preview Wednesday's action on the diamond. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, August 22nd edition in the books. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.